Senate Committee on Transportation and Housing, and we will take up SB 7 this afternoon. SB 7 will be the item. We'd like to call roll, please.
Senators Bell.
Here.
Bell present. Cannella.
Here.
Cannella present. Allen. Bates. Gaines. Gaines present. Galgiani. Leyva. McGuire. McGuire present. Mendoza. Mendoza present. Roth. Roth present. Wachowski.
We have a quorum. And we will now turn the meeting over to Senator Lois Wolk to present SB 7. Senator, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I'm really very excited to be here today. This bill has finally come together after 4 years of incredible work by many of the people that you'll hear speak about it, different stakeholders, by my staff, Jim Metropoulos, and a lot of people of goodwill. SB 7, and you can see that on the support list, and we're very proud of that. It's really amazing. SB 7 is going to require the installation of water meters or submeters on individual dwelling units in newly constructed multi-unit buildings, like apartment buildings, after January 1st, 2018, as a requirement for new water service to that property. New construction only. SB 7 authorizes HUD, the Department of Housing and Community Development, to develop and propose the standards dealing with installation, and these would then be adopted by the California Building Standards Commission during its next code adoption cycle. The US EPA study in 2004 estimated that submetering was found to achieve significant water savings, approximately 15% per unit per day, 21 gallons a day per unit. The water savings range from 11% to 26% compared to including water charges in the rent or in-rent billing or using allocation formulas, which are something called ratio utility billing systems. This bill has consumer protections which address the maintenance of submeters, billing for water service by property owners or third-party billers, and notice and disclosures to tenants. It allows landlords to recover the costs of billing tenants for water services. There are no retrofits authorized in this bill. It doesn't require existing buildings to install them for any dwelling unit. It exempts existing ordinances that regulate submetering, like the one in San Diego. And as I say, we've all worked on this for 4 years in fits and starts, and it would make a great novel, but we don't have time for that. It has a lot of support. We're very pleased about it, and I would ask for your, we have Brian Augusta with the Rural Legal Assistance Foundation and Deborah Carlton with the California Apartment Association. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator. Can I hear a testimony in support of the bill?
Good afternoon, members. Brian Augusta on behalf of the California Rural Legal Assistance Foundation and also my colleagues at the Western Center on Law and Poverty. But the bar organizations have worked tirelessly with Ms. Wolk, not in just this iteration of the bill, but over a number of years, and her staff to work out some of the consumer and tenant protections that are in this bill. We've worked very carefully with our colleagues in the rental housing industry to come up with a compromise that we think both sides, well, clearly, as you'll see, both sides can live with. We think they provide adequate protections for both tenants and landlords and strike a balance that will ensure that as this mandate to install submeters is rolled out, that there are protections from things such as leaky fixtures or disputes over billing or other charges. And we're I do want to compliment Senator Wolk on her way out the door, unfortunately, for all of her leadership on this issue and the hard work of her staff to bring all of these diverse stakeholders together. And so for all those reasons, we would urge an aye vote.
Other speakers.
Good afternoon, members. My name is Deborah Carlton with the California Apartment Association. You know, I jokingly say that my kids started in kindergarten when we started this, and they're now in college. So we have worked very diligently on this process for years. You don't always see all of us sitting at this table in support of something that we think, I think, will help both consumers as well as the apartment industry. and the state of California conserve water. So without further ado, I'd like to respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Okay, can we have other people add on, please? Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Marlene Dumaine with the East Bay Municipal Utility District, and I, too, am grateful for all the work that's gone into this. East Bay MUD has had a successful submetering program for some time, and we've seen the results in conservation savings. We think this will be a great move for the state and would appreciate your aye vote.
Thank you. Other speakers.
Mr. Chair and members, Pat Moran with Aaron Reed and Associates representing NWP Corporation, the largest submetering billing company in California and the United States. I'd like to thank Senator Wolk and her staff for all their hard work. It has been a long road, and we'd appreciate your aye vote. Thank you.
Mr. Chair and members, Steve Carlson. I represent a couple of different interests here. I represent the Los Angeles and the Santa Barbara Rental Property Association, who have worked very hard with Senator Walker's staff and the tenant organizations to come up with a set of landlord-tenant rules that we can live with. I also represent Conservice, that is the second largest company that is in the business of submetering and billing, and without which these companies, landlords would not do this. Landlords really can't do it on their own, and these are the kind of things that we've been helping out do in other states, and we're very, very happy to ask you for an aye vote.
Kyle Jones with Sierra Club, California, in support. Thank you.
Victoria Rome with Natural Resources Defense Council in support.
Kim Schneider with the U.S. Green Building Council of California, as well as CLCB in support. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Senators, Bob Raymer, Senior Engineer with the California Building Industry Association, and sorry for being so late. But we're in strong support of this measure. We've been working on this on a number of versions for 7 years now. We're glad to see that the author has put amendments into the bill to require HCD to develop and adopt building standards to put this into our building codes, where all the contractors will have access to it. So with that, we strongly urge your vote.
Thank you. Other speakers in favor? Okay, thank you. Do we have opposition to this bill? Please come forward. Okay, can you let the maybe a opposition sit? Welcome.
Garing, representing Associated Builders and Contractors of California. While we agree with all of the merits of the bill and know the senator has worked long and hard to make this bill for conservation in these units, unfortunately, the one concept that we unfortunately have to oppose the bill on is that it is a expansion of a public work mandate on a private project, on private projects. And for that reason alone, we are unable to support the bill. Thank you.
Okay. Any other opposition? We have a motion on this bill. Any discussion? Senator, can you respond to the opposition?
I can. Questions? I believe the answer to it is the language that is on page 20, 3 through 10. If you look at installation of submeters shall be performed by one of the following, then there's a choice. And the second, B, under 3, is the process that has always been used. So there's a choice here. I think she's in error.
Thank you,
I
Senator.
Ask for your aye vote.
You may close, Senator.
I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you.
And again, thank you to the extraordinary, to all these folks for an extraordinary effort, and Jim Metropoulos for shepherding all of this. I ask for your aye vote.
Okay, thank you, Senator. This has been tried for many years, Senator, and I know. Even before you tried, several other people have tried to pull this together, and congratulations on your fine effort here. And we have a motion, and is there any other questions from senators?
I do.
Senator Bates.
I remember Senator Wolk way back when I was in the assembly, and this was something, you know, high on the need chart for sure. But the persistent problem that the ABC sees with this, could you explain how you would possibly interpret this area as just requiring only union contractors to perform this? Because I don't see that. Could you help us understand that?
I don't see it either.
Perhaps I should be asking
a little bit more history.
That's the only, you know, little red flag that comes up on it, because it should not be you know, just those particular individuals.
Correct.
It's a great bill. We probably need it all over, but that needs to be at least on the record totally debunked, I believe.
Bob Raymer on behalf of CBIA, in response to that, as the senator mentioned earlier, there are now two options in the bill, not just one. One of those options, of course, is to do this where you've got an apprentice to a union shop, a union apprentice on the payroll. Not necessarily doing the installation, but able to oversee the job. The other is to have someone who has been certified through Department of Ag, mainly Weights and Measures Department. And in San Diego, that is currently how these are being installed. Those entities that are certified by Weights and Measures go out and do all sorts of installations. I suspect that's probably going to be the lion's share of installations. And so that's why we're back in support of the bill.
Thank you.
If I may add, Senator Bates, Steve Carlson, the way that all these have been done, there's plenty of submeters been installed. They have to be done by a registered service agent. That's kind of a term of art under the Department of Weights and Measures, which is under the Food and Agriculture Department. That has always been the case, and that will continue to be the case under this bill. There's no requirement for anything other than that.
Thank you. Okay. Other questions, Senator? Thank you. If no other questions, we'll call the roll, please.
Senate Bill 7 by Senator Wolk. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Senators Bell.
Aye.
Bell, aye. Cannella.
Aye.
Cannella, aye. Allen.
Aye.
Allen, aye. Bates.
Aye.
Bates, aye. Gaines.
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgiani. Galgiani, aye. Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Mendoza.
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wachowski.
Aye.
Wachowski, aye. 11-0.
Thank you.
That's 11-0. All senators present. That passes. Meeting's adjourned.